Meningococcal vaccination. Mega doctor news. Teens and young adults are at increased risk for meningococcal disease. Meningococcal disease is a very serious illness where death can occur in as little as a few hours. Talk with a doctor about meningococcal vaccination to help protect your child's health. There are two types of meningococcal vaccines licensed in the United States. Meningococcal conjugate, MenACWY, vaccines serogroup B meningococcal, MenB. Vaccines. These vaccines help prevent the most common causes of meningococcal disease in the United States. CDC recommends meningococcal vaccines for preteens, teens, and certain other people. CDC recommends MenACWY vaccine for all preteens at 11 to 12 years old, all teens at 16 years old. The booster dose at 16 years old gives teens continued protection during the ages when they are at highest risk. Teens and young adults, 16 through 23 year olds, may also get MenB vaccine. Preferred age is 16 through 18 years old. Multiple doses needed for best protection must get the same brand for all doses. Younger children and adults usually do not need meningococcal vaccines. However, CDC recommends one or both types of meningococcal vaccines for people with certain medical conditions, travel plans to areas where the disease is common, jobs working with the bacteria increased risk due to a meningococcal disease outbreak. Meningococcal vaccines are safe but side effects can occur. About half of people who get a MenACWY vaccine have mild problems following vaccination. Redness or pain where they got the shot, fever. These reactions usually get better on their own within 1 to 2 days, but serious reactions are possible. Following MenB vaccination, more than half of people who get the vaccine will have mild problems. Soreness, redness, or swelling where they got the shot, fatigue, tiredness, headache, muscle or joint pain, fever or chills, nausea or diarrhea. These reactions usually get better on their own within 3 to 7 days, but serious reactions are possible. Information source, CDC.